Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
They serve fountain drinks for 99 cents. A large coffee is $1.39. So I get this cup. You've seen me bring this cup in just about every day. I get a big 32-ounce cup, pour coffee in it and my cream and my sweetener, and then go fill it with ice and get it like a fountain drink. And I'm saving 40 cents a day.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Oh, he's stealing. He's stealing.
Sports Radio 610.
Pump day.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? I'm going to stop you, J-Lo. You already know what day it is.
I like doing that. I like making long
sentences. You already
sentences.
Know what day it is. All it right. is the day we've been waiting for a long, long time. It is the day where we find out if the Rockets are really ready to. Hashtag run it back.
Run it back. That's the slogan. Is it that day?
That's what day it is. And I got to tell you this. I heard the guys talking this morning. I've seen all the national media types saying stuff. And I got to tell you, the talk on games like this is who has the most pressure on them? Who's the pressure on? Who needs to come up? The most pressure heading into this game is 110% on your Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets have more pressure than the Golden
that's
State
what
Warriors.
Nobody's talking about.
That's something nobody's talking about. Nobody's and that's the fact of the that. Situation. The Rockets have been built to face the Golden State Warriors. That's the obsession with Daryl Morey. That's what they thought that they'd done last year when Chris Paul went down. I don't care if the Golden State Warriors are one of the best teams of all time. The Houston Rockets are a battle-tested ball club. They know exactly what's at stake. And if they lose today, then it's going to be a situation where you've missed twice in the last 2 years an opportunity to do what you set out to do. Don't let anybody tell you different, and don't even take it as a big deal, because at the end of the day, the Rockets are a championship or bust organization. They're built to beat the Warriors. The pressure is on your Houston Rockets tonight.
I think you're right, and you are absolutely right about the word obsession. That is something that Daryl Morey in particular, but the Rockets in general, have been absolutely obsessed with this single moment. And what's going to happen today, I'm agreeing with you. I do think the pressure's on the Rockets. I really do. A lot of people say, well, it's all on the Warriors now because they're at home, and if they lose, blah, blah, blah. Look, man, they've been there. They've done that. They are going to be comfortable in their surroundings. The Rockets are going to be relatively comfortable, too, because they've played so many games there over the last few years. But this is where you don't get it done, and you're one game away from elimination with two left.
And not only that, if you don't get it done, where do you really go from here? Because we're talking about the Warriors, and we're thinking out loud, well, Kevin Durant's not going to be there next year, so the Golden State Warriors dynasty, as we know it, is done. They're still most likely going to have a core of guys that have won one championship and could have easily won a second. The Rockets, on the other hand, yes, you have James Harden, but you have an aging P.J. Tucker, you have an aging Chris Paul, and you've built your squad to beat a Warriors team that's no longer together. I almost wonder what it's like, because if the Rockets do lose today and the Warriors do break up, you built your team to beat this Warriors team, so how do you match up with other squads?
Well, not only that, but you know I don't buy into that. I really don't buy into that. Well, the Warriors are going to be a different club, so there's your window open again for the Rockets. I just don't buy that, because so many things change over the course of 1 year to the next. And who's to say that Denver all of a sudden isn't going to, they took a huge leap this year, isn't going to take another leap? Who's to say that any team in the West, much less the teams in the East, but especially the West right now, that some of these teams are not going to make corresponding moves? Who's to say that LeBron isn't going to recruit his ass off and somehow Anthony Davis is going to end there and Kawhi Leonard? we can't say the window is open if the war after this year. So you're kind of ahead of the curve if you can get the Warriors out. I don't buy that. I never have.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. And there's a couple things I just want to make clear right now, because there's been a few narratives missing for the last 4 days. And since I know damn well if things don't go the Rockets' way, those narratives are going to reappear. I want to make these narratives very, very clear, because it seems like whenever these narratives get squashed, they go in an attic for a little bit, and then they come back out a couple days later. Let's make this clear, because he's not getting the love he deserves for it. James Harden has been the best player in the world the last 4 days. James Harden has looked like the MVP when the Rockets battled their way back from a 2-0 deficit to even this series.
Sweat!
That's narrative number one. Narrative number two, and this is the one that drives me crazy, and me and Stanford Rout might get into it at 1 o'clock when he comes in here with this BS narrative. There is no stylistic problem with the Houston Rockets in the way they play basketball. They've played the exact same style the last two games to even up this series. They've just played a little bit harder off the ball. They've been a little bit more gritty. So I don't want to hear this Mike D'Antoni slander that I hear anytime one of his teams loses a game to a dynasty or a championship team. So I want to give James Harden the credit he deserves. I want to give Mike D'Antoni the credit he deserves, because if stuff doesn't go the way that we hope it will here in Houston, then all of a sudden we're going to hear all these narratives just suddenly conveniently reappear, and they've been gone for a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, it is a blame game when you are eliminated. Nobody likes to, very rarely, I should say, people say, you know what, we played as well as we could, and we just got beat by a better team. People are always like, well, why? If you're this close and you can't get closer, you're tied, you know, 2-2 in the series. If you're this close, it has to be somebody's fault you didn't get over the top, right? I think the Rockets are playing above what they've played, certainly in the Utah series. I was worried that this team was starting to really hit the wall and really start to have its game collectively just take a step back. And then that worry got bigger, you know, in the first two games when they couldn't finish and couldn't stay there. But I think they're playing their best right now.
And they're playing their best. Chris Paul hasn't quite looked elite so
yes,
far in this series.
Yes, that's fair.
He did the dirty work in game four in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry hasn't looked like himself. Neither has Klay Thompson. And I think we might have an explanation for what the heck's up with Steph Curry. We talk about age when it comes to Chris Paul, and maybe he's just deteriorating. But Steph Curry's wife's starting to act a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this morning on Mad Radio. Aisha Curry, the wife of Steph Curry, she's done a lot of cookbooks and stuff. She was on Red Table Talk. And I want you to tell me, first of all, how honest is too honest? And does this sound like someone that is going to help you and make you dig deep when you're struggling in the playoffs? This is Steph Curry's wife, Aisha Curry.
Really bothers me, and like honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity, is the fact that, yeah, like there are all these women like throwing themselves, but me, like the past 10 years, like I don't have any of that. Like I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it, and I'm like, is something wrong with
me?
You're
not looking.
What?
Like,
but I'm gonna tell you something else too. When your radar's turned off, because I dealt with that for years too. Like, and I was young, like you.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I mean,
because I don't want it, but
yeah.
It'd be nice to know that like someone's looking.
But when your radar's turned off.
What the hell is that?
Barf.
What the heck is that, J-Lo?
She's, on the one hand, she said, first of all, let me make this clear. That's the kind of stuff that you just don't want to put out there. Now, I know this was, the context of this was a talk show.
Girl talk.
Kind of a girl talk show. So,
Red Table.
Yeah, so I get it. But man, it was awkward to hear. Because on the one hand, she's saying, and she's doing it publicly, so, I mean, she knew what she was doing. On the one hand, she's saying, I don't like all these women, you know, ogling my husband and going after him. But it sure would be nice if they did that to me. That's what she's saying.
That's what she said. I mean, I don't, you're not even digging really deep. That's pretty much a direct quote to it.
I don't want any women ogling my rich and famous husband, but go ahead and do that.
I want that same attention,
but
though.
But do that to me, and I'm good with it.
What does that do? I mean, what
does that say to Steph?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean...
And I'll tell you what, man, if she wants men to drool over her,
take advice from Mrs. Curry, and I'm talking about his mama because I drool over her every time she comes on the camera. Not to sound too creepy, but maybe you could get some tips from your mother-in-law. What do you think, Figgy? Strong as new rope or not?
Yeah. She nice.
She's real nice. Yeah. What do you give her, a 10? 10 on the – because I know Figgy, yeah. Figgy likes the older women, bro.
He does?
Do. Oh, gosh.
I'm an older man that love all women.
Figgy loves him the older women.
I do.
You walk around the office with Figgy, man. It's yeah. Walk around the office with Figgy and see what's going on there. It's a late tip, though, J-Lo.
Teach a thing or two, Figgy.
It's a late tip. And I tell you, man, I'm a man of the people. I think we love our listeners more than anybody. Got some suggestions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Got some suggestions for you late night tonight. Let me go ahead and just hit you up with those right now. Buffalo Wild Wings has a happy hour from 9 to 11 p.m.
Today?
Yes, 9 to 11 p.m. every day. So it has a lot of food items. I believe tall brews will be $3. So if you want to just go watch the first half at B-Dubs, you can drink and eat a ton of food and a ton of beer from 9 to 11 p.m. with the 9:30 tip. So you can get that in you. Spanky's, my favorite pizza joint. Me and Figgy have been there before. They got $10.99 large pizzas tonight. $10.99 large pizzas, some of the best pizza you'll get. I recommend the thin crust. $10.99. Little Woodrow's Steak Nights.
Oh, now we're talking.
Steak Night at Little Woodrow's.
I've been to Steak Night at Little Woodrow's.
It's good.
It's pretty dang good.
And you
good.
Get a choice, too, pretty of the filet and the ribeye. So Woodrow's has that Steak Night. They also got Clutch Bomb specials. Never had a Clutch Bomb. And they got big beer specials. And Kirby Ice House, they also got a Steak Night. And they got certain drinks starting at $3. So I know a lot of people look at the negatives. We always look at the positives here on In the Loop. Not always, but sometimes, most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about having a late game on a Wednesday is on the weekend, there ain't no drink specials. They take them off the menu, but there's plenty of drink specials to have right now and be had. So take advantage of them. Take advantage of your late night happy hours. Get you a nap in and enjoy this Houston Rockets game, because this is the game we've been waiting for. This is the game everybody's been talking about for 2 years. This is the situation we've been talking about since Chris Paul ripped his hammy out last year. We've been wanting to run this back, and now we're running it back. Don't go soft on me now. Don't let a time zone get in the way. It was May 24, 2018, when the Rockets topped the Warriors 98-94. The enjoyment didn't last long because Chris Paul ripped his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted that back. It's back. Let's go take it. 9:30. 9:40, 10:40, midnight, don't care. We want the Rockets to go out there and push themselves. We need the fans to go out there and push themselves. So get you a nap in, hit you a late night happy hour, and let's have some fun, because it's a good day in Houston sports. Rockets with an opportunity to dethrone those ugly-ass Warriors.
It is not, it's not a reach to say that the series hinges on tonight's game. I think... I'm not saying it's going to be decided. Obviously, it's only going to be a third win for whomever wins the game, whichever team wins the game. What I'm saying, it hinges on this, because I think this is where you're going to take a turn toward seeing the team that's going to ultimately win the series, no matter what.
You heard it here first. That's the OG John Lopez. He ain't been doing this 30 years for nothing. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, John Lopez on a great, and I mean great, hump day and a great day in Houston sports. The Texans offense is getting no respect heading into the 2019 season, and there's one reason why. Plus, it's going to be a difficult task, but I'm going to try to get the OG John Lopez to go all in on Texans offensive coordinator Tim Kelly. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to try to sell him next.
On the radio program.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.